This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Thank you, Randy, and good morning. Well, starting off with your grain futures from the Chicago Board of Trade. Corn for May finished 1¾ cents lower to 371.5. July corn was 1½ cents lower to 380¾. And September corn was at 387.5, down 1¼. Soybeans for May were down 3½ cents to 905¾. July beans finished at 3¾ cents lower to 919¼. And August beans were at 925½, down 3¼. Chicago wheat for May finished 5½ cents lower to 456¾. July wheat was at 463½, down 4¾ cents. And September wheat finished down 4¾ cents as well to 472. Soybean meal for May finished a dollar lower to 309.80. July bean meal was also down a dollar to 313.50. And August bean meal was at $315 even, also down $1. Soybean oil for May was down, or gained one penny rather, to 29.44. July bean oil gained 2 pennies to 29.76, and August bean oil gained 1 cent to 29.90. Now we'll turn it over to the Illinois Department of Agriculture for Monday's Cash Grain Reports.
This is Monday's report of grain price and trends for Purby, Illinois Department of Agriculture. Illinois cut grain prices were mostly lower on Monday afternoon. Trade is still waiting for the conclusion of the U.S.-China trade deal and is unhappy over the idea that any deal has been pushed back to May or June. In northern western Illinois, cut grain deal is quoted chow corn bid steady to down a penny at 327 to 348. Soy bids are 2 to 3 cents lower at 830 to 861. In central Illinois, cut grain deal is quoted chow corn bid steady to down 2 cents at 334 to 354. Soybeans bids are steady to 3 cents lower at 838 to 870. In the southern part of the state, shell corn bids are mostly steady at 335 to 366. Soybeans bids are mostly 1 to 3 cents lower at 852 to 866. Illinois soybean processor cash soybean bids were mixed at 868 to 884. Basis is steady to up 5 at 3800 to 22 under the May. High pro soybean meal on a truck basis offered at 285.80. to 299.80 a ton, down a dollar a ton, with basis unchanged at 2400 to 10 under the May. Illinois corn processor cash corn bids were 1 to 2 cents lower at 351 to 366, with basis steady to up 1 at 2100 to 6 under the May. Illinois river barge floating elevators quoted to producer corn bids down a penny at 357 to 362, with basis up 1 at 1500 to 10 under the May. Soybeans ended 4 to 5 cents lower at 873 to 880, with basis steady to down 1 at 3300 to 22 under the May. New crop wheat prices were 5 cents lower at 434 to 462, with basis unchanged at 3000 to 2 under the July. East St. Louis barge loading terminal always placed their producer corn bid steady at 379 to 380. These elevators lowered their soybean prices 3 cents. Quotations at $8.99 to $9. Soft wheat closed down 5 to 6 cents at 484 to 485. Milo ended today 1 to 4 cents lower at 407 to 413. Contract bids producers for October and November delivery corn in the northern part of the state at 340 to 365. Soybeans at 855 to 884. And in the central part of the state, corn for October and November delivery at 350 to 365. Soybeans at 876 to 899. In the southern part of the state, corn for October, November delivery at 335 to 370. Soybeans at 871 to 902. And June, July wheat at 438 to 464. That concludes our report. This is David Humphreys with the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
Moving on to your livestock futures from the Chicago Mercantile Exchange. Live cattle for April lost 77 cents down to 128.32. June live cattle were up 65 cents to 122.57. And August live cattle gained 37 cents to 118.10. Feeder cattle for March gained 32 cents to 141.65. April feeders were down 62 cents to 146.30. And May feeders were down 12 cents to 148.32. Finally, lean hogs for April gained $2.22 up to $71.02. May lean hogs were up $1.77 to $79.67, and June lean hogs were up $1.27 to $87.80. At this time, we'll move over to the Illinois and U.S. Departments of Agriculture in Springfield for yesterday's cash livestock reports.
Thank you. This is Jeff Evers with the U.S. and Illinois Department of Agriculture with Monday afternoon's livestock report. Starting with the National Daily Direct Afternoon Hog Report, calculations for a 200-pound pork carcass traded $1.81 higher in a range of $48 to $58.50 with the weighted average carcass price of $55.73. From the Illinois Direct Sow Report, slaughter sow prices were a dollar lower with light to moderate demand for moderate to heavy offerings. U.S. 1 and 3 grade sows weighing under 400 pounds traded at 28 to 33, 4 to 500 pounds at 31 to 36, 5 to 600 pounds at 34 to 39, over 600 pounds at 38 to 43. On the Illinois Direct Hog Trade, prices for barrels and gilts at the country buying points are $2 higher with good demand for moderate offerings ranging from 31 to 38. Receipts for Illinois barrels and gilts have totaled 52,398. From the National Daily Pork Plant Report, trading for retail and processing cuts was established with 303.73 loads traded. Calculations for a 200-pound pork carcass was $72.39, which was $3.50 higher. From the National Box Beef Cutout Report, values for choice and select beef carcasses are trading higher. Choice carcasses are $228.33, which was $1.34 higher, with select carcasses at $218.21, which was $0.87 higher. For the estimated daily slaughter under federal inspection, cattle slaughter was estimated at 115,000 compared to 119,000 for last week and 118,000 for 1 year ago. Hog slaughter was estimated at 463,000 compared to 475,000 for last week and 463,000 for 1 year ago. That concludes our livestock report. This is Jeff Evers with the U.S. and Illinois Department of Agriculture.
And that's all for part one of the Morning Ag Show on this Tuesday morning. Part two of the Morning Ag Show is next. Part two of the Morning Ag Show brought to you this morning by the Litchfield National Bank, by Seavers Equipment of Hamel, Hillsboro, Greenfield, Carlinville, Auburn, and Jerseyville, and by the CHS Service Center, farmer-owned with global connections. And with part two of the Morning Farm Show, we join WSMI Ag Director Gabe Osborne.
Thank you, Randy. An intense winter storm known in the weather forecasting lingo as a bomb cyclone of snow and wind stranded a large number of drivers and shut down roads across the Rockies and Plains states. MPRnews.com says blizzard conditions were expected to continue in multiple states through the end of last week, including Wyoming, Colorado, Nebraska, North and South Dakota, as well as parts of Minnesota. The storm even reached as far south as Texas. There was widespread flooding, power outages, as well as numerous canceled flights. The Lincoln, Nebraska Journal-Star reports that very heavy rains have trapped cattle in fields, forcing ranchers on dangerous rescue missions in 40-mile-per-hour winds. Falkton, South Dakota beef producer Troy Hadrick posted a video on Twitter this week saying they had to turn around twice because of very heavy snow and wind when trying to get to their barns to feed cattle. Visibility was so low that they couldn't see where they were going. Colorado Public Radio says the National Guard was called to help out stranded drivers on highways. Photos of flooding in states like Nebraska are popping up throughout various social media platforms. Seeds aren't just the beginning, but the renewal of agriculture, of all life and civilization. Those words may be the best way to sum up the importance of seeds to our planet. Iowa State University's Dr. Manjeet Misra says that about the new film project from ISU's Seed Science Center. Dustin Hoffman reports.
To say Dr. Manjeet Misra is passionate about seeds and their beauty may be an understatement. The amazement he has in the power contained in such a tiny shell is inspiring. Dr. Misra says seeds are something we are all aware of, but we sometimes do not give them a second thought. This is part of the reason he and the ISU Seed Science Center created the Diversity of Wonder, the journey into the world of seeds.
You know, in one of our shots, we have a little kid just blowing the seeds, you know, the dandelion seeds that anybody can relate to. You know, how seeds travel. You know, they travel through wind, with water, and all these natural kind of things that we see and know, but we don't think about it.
The film crews went through Iowa, to the National Seed Storage Lab in Colorado, to Africa, and to India. Dr. Misra says 80% of farmers in the world do not plant quality seeds. This is something we take for granted in the United States.
We sent a crew to Africa, for example. We sent a crew to certainly Iowa farms and to Colorado, where there is the National Seed Storage Laboratory, and to India. Because, you know, 80% of the farmers in the world do not plant quality seed.
The film debuted last weekend at the Environmental Film Festival in Washington, D.C., and Dr. Misra said the response was terrific.
Our film was very well appreciated, and people really came to us and said that, you know, you have done a movie in such a way so that I can see the value of some of the things that you are saying. So people really appreciated that simple message. That was very powerful.
ISU Seed Science Center is working out avenues to release this film to as wide an audience as possible. Dr. Misra says it is more important than ever that we share our stories with consumers. I'm Dustin Hoffman.
A recently introduced House bill is designed to put more money in the pockets of young people in agriculture. It would allow 4-H and FFA students ages 21 and younger to keep more of their modest income they earn. The students could then turn around and put the money they earn toward higher education or future agricultural projects. The Students' Agriculture Protection Act of 2019, or House Rule 1770, would create a tax exemption on the first $5,000 of farm income students earn from projects completed through either 4-H or the FFA. The American Farm Bureau Federation supports the measure, saying the long-term sustainability of agriculture depends on the talented young people pursuing careers in farming and ranching, as well as related agricultural fields. Students' agricultural projects encouraging interests in the field of study that will provide the next generation of farmers, ranchers, food scientists, agricultural engineers, agronomists, and soil scientists, says AFBF President Zippy Duvall. In local FFA news, members of the Hillsborough High School FFA chapter met last Thursday evening, March 14th, for the annual awards banquet with 126 members and guests present. FFA chapter officers opened the meeting in the opening ceremonies, followed by chapter president Kyra Huber welcoming everyone. The invocation of the evening was given by Aubrey Myers. The meal was catered by Milanos Catering, and following the meal, everyone enjoyed the keynote address by Illinois FFA Secretary Miriam Hoffman. Hoffman talked of her experiences within the FFA and shared a story of a gift of a Buckeye. Her Buckeye was a gift from a friend from Ohio, reminding her of friendship and kindness. She stressed that members share kind thoughts and thank their parents and advisor for the help they have provided. Following the keynote address, Secretary Kelly Jansen recognized the Green Hand degree recipients, and Vice President Grace Anderson recognized the chapter degree recipients. Several special awards were then presented to outstanding FFA members by advisor Noah Gallion. David Anderson was recognized as this year's Star Green Hand Award winner. The Outstanding Sophomore Award was presented to Maddie Malloy, while Kyra Huber and Haley Garcia were presented the Unsung Hero Award. The Outstanding Junior Award was presented to Aaron Kistner, and the Outstanding Senior was then given to Kyra Huber. Mr. Gallion then presented the Honorary Chapter Degree to Amy Hernandez for her support of the chapter and alumni chapter. Following the awards presentation, new officers were installed for the upcoming year. They include Wesley Stockstill as president, Maddie Malloy as vice president, Aaron Kistner as reporter, Claire Tester as secretary, treasurer is Maria Hernandez, Preston Lyerla is chaplain, historian is Joseph Kaiser, sentinel is Garrett Shockey, parliamentarian is Aubrey Myers, and the greenhouse managers are Maddie Rupert and Logan Meyer. The FFA Alumni Chapter for Hillsborough sponsored the silent auction, with proceeds going towards the FFA Student Chapter. Winning bids were read, and prizes were distributed following the banquet. In other local news, remaining 2019 Illinois spring turkey hunting permits will go on sale over the counter this morning starting at 8 a.m. Since not all vendors were set up to sell permits last Tuesday, March 12th, as scheduled, the IDNR is providing this additional opportunity. The IDNR will publish a list of vendors that will start this morning. Those hunters located too far away from a listed vendor will be able to call the IDNR beginning this morning at 217-782-2965 and purchase a permit by phone. Permits will then be mailed to those hunters who purchase by phone. For more information on turkey hunting in Illinois, you can visit the website dnr.illinois.gov. The Montgomery County Soil and Water Conservation District is now accepting orders for the 2019 spring fish sale. The sale is planned for Wednesday, April 3rd at 8 a.m. Many species of live fish for pond stocking will be available, as well as fathead minnows and grass carp for pond maintenance. Pre-orders for grass carp are due by today, Tuesday, March 19th, and orders for all other fish can be continued to be made through the sale date of April 3rd. Order forms can be obtained by calling 532-3361 extension 3 or by download from the Soil and Water Conservation District's website, montswcd.com. And finally, being held today, the Montgomery County Farm Bureau Women's Committee will be hosting the Farmers Share Soup Luncheon this afternoon from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. at the Montgomery County Farm Bureau office on the Courthouse Square in Hillsboro. Lunch will consist of your choice of chili or potato soup with dessert and a drink. Cost is only 60 cents per meal, and that comes from the statistic that a farmer would only receive 60 cents from the ingredients it takes to make one bowl of chili. For this Tuesday morning, March 19th, this has been Gabe Osborne reporting for WSMI Ag News.